And welcome to season 9, episode 44 of Swimming with the Fish. I am Crutch. We are celebrating, sorta, the potential, possible, maybe, I'm almost positive, shutdown, resumption or ending of the shutdown and resumption of government services. Hopefully the Congress tomorrow will do their due diligence and pass what the Senate has already passed, and we'll be done with this silliness. I know, speaking for myself, and I'll briefly speak for the Goon. Hello, Goon. How are you?
I'm terrific.
I'm sure the two of us will be thrilled to get back to some semblance of normalcy.
Or at least the way it was before, whether that's normal or even good.
Well, I mean, there's normal and then there's, you know, expected. But how about expected? We'll go with expected. Maybe it's not normal. I go back to the expected, what I expect to see, which is, you know, what is what it is. But what isn't what it is the situation our good friend the Chief finds himself in. Chief, how are you today, sir?
It is 65 degrees and windy. I don't like how cold it is because
in 65, that's cute. It's 42. Oh, wow.
But yeah, it's 31 and windy here.
Yeah.
Well, it was 40, yeah.
29 last night.
Yeah, 28 here.
So there.
Okay, I moved from there to get away from that nonsense.
Yeah. Good plan.
How are you today, sir?
In 2 days, it's supposed to be 80 degrees.
Sweet baby corn, I'm on my way.
Yeah, so I am, we have a new roof. I got to put the roof on my well shed. So, So roofing is now a thing that I understand.
Another skill sum. There you go.
Yeah. Composite roof.
The roof is on the house. Sorry.
Do you know one of the ingredients to making a composite roof?
Composite.
Like carbon?
Are you talking about composite, like a type of shingle, or are you talking about
fiberglass,
tar, and gravel?
Okay, so Crutch was right.
Somebody mark date and time.
We don't get to say that very often, do we?
No, never. Go ahead. Go with never.
No, we're right.
Whenever we say you're a racist.
Well, there's that. Okay.
I were going to wear that. The composite roofing had fiberglass in it. And I was manhandling this.
Oh.
Climbing all over it. I have fiberglass shards from my elbow to my fingertips.
I'm so sorry. Yes, you're right. That's the major thing that holds them together.
You should probably not do that, Chief.
I had gloves and I said, man, I don't need those gloves. And the gloves were staring at me the whole time. And I kept staring back at the gloves. But, you know, as we know...
You were mocked by gloves.
The good Lord can only say, look, can't physically put them on you. I'm going to just stare, put them in the face and she keeps looking at it. Hopefully you get the...
The gloves come flying onto your hands. You're like, okay.
Maybe I should be wearing gloves.
Oh, no.
And then you hear those heavenly trumpets in the background.
So, the voice in my head kept saying, and just to, you know, really twist the knife, I put the drip edge in first, like you're supposed to, cut my palm on it. And that's when I was like, I need the gloves. And then I was just like, nah, I'm going to just hammer down the drip edge and I won't have that problem again. Mm-mm. It says that he speaks in a soft voice, and I kept hearing in my head, the gloves are right there. I don't need the gloves.
Gee whiz.
You know, I really think you should use the gloves. I find that too, Chief. It's me versus the almighty omnipotent creator of the universe, and somehow I still think I know better.
Yep, but that was Saturday. So I was in pain all Sunday, thankfully soaking it out. It's pretty much gone. I still have the air.
How do you do that? How do you soak it out?
I mean,
do you have to like work them out or I have no idea how to get fiberglass off your skin. I totally
so don't. If you know how when you're in the shower long enough, you start to wrinkle.
Yes.
And then after the wrinkling, something that Asian cultures do that we don't really do here is gray skin removal.
Oh.
So what you do is you'll have two sets of towels. You have a towel for cleaning, and then you have a towel for, I guess, exfoliation would be the closest right word. And
okay.
Basically, you're rubbing your skin off. And it's, the way that I was explained is like, oh, that's just gray skin removal. So it's kind of like you're getting rid of the top dermis layer.
So you were just peeling off scales then.
I mean, I figured I'd just go through my regular reptilian process and molt, you know, so.
It's a little early, but sure.
Whatever works, man, whatever works.
It took care of it. So
we're happy to see that your glass content is lower. Yes.
Yeah, I got stuff for plastics removal as well, microplastics.
Oh,
excellent. Our new water filter does that. It removes microplastics. That's why I put one in.
It's the only thing holding me together.
It's funny that, so we'll have microplastics to remove it out of the water. And then we will buy juice containers made out of plastic or sodas or, you know, whatever.
So we have those that leaches the plastic back into you. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a circle of life. Or plastic.
I don't think that's what the song meant when they wrote it.
I don't know. Elton John, he invested heavily in plastics. I'm just saying.
Yeah, he sang it, but I'm not sure he wrote it.
You know, you're absolutely right. He sings a lot of stuff he doesn't write. In fact,
I believe
most of the things he sings, he doesn't write. Go ahead.
Howard Ashman and Alan Menken, I believe, were responsible for that. I know he's going to check, Chief.
I'm checking.
Right, I know he's going to check.
I'm checking right now. Let's see. Elton John sang it. Who wrote it?
We talking about the Lion King stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I didn't even know Elton John was singing it. That didn't sound
Alan Menken for sure. Howard Ashman.
Actually, the lyricist was Tim Rice.
Okay, and Menken?
Let's see. Composer Elton John and lyricist Elton Kex music, and Rice wrote the lyrics.
Okay. Most of the movies of that time, Little Mermaid and Beauty and the Beast, that was all Ashman and Menken.
Yeah.
And then Ashman passed away.
Composed the skull.
Wasn't he the guy from Die Hard?
So when he's not hitting off, let's not
kill. You know what he's doing right now?
What he's doing right now? Roasting in hell.
Yeah, decomposing. Yeah.
Decomposing, yeah. Okay.
Wow. I know. Terrible joke.
It's such an old
you want the dad joke and now it's
right. Yeah.
Now it's time for the dad joke of the week. Are you ready?
I'm ready. What's the dad joke of the week? We should have the regular week.
Why don't oysters donate to charity?
I know I'm going to hate myself. Gee, Goon, why don't oysters donate to charity?
Because they're a little shellfish. I'll show myself out.
Some small part of me died just now. You know what? Actually, you know, dad jokes aren't that bad, especially since we're all dads. The heck with them.
Exactly. It's a requirement.
Y'all can suck it. You're going to hear dad jokes.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you got your roof on. Chief, this morning I had to go to get blood drawn for some routine blood work.
Did they use red crayons?
They did. They did. That was very funny.
Thank you.
And as I was preparing to depart, the light started flickering.
That's not good.
That's what I said, because it was very windy here. I don't know how much wind you have, Chief, but we have enough that I can hear it whistling through the house. The dogs are looking up like, what's that noise?
So we have more than that because our winds reach 90 miles an hour. Ooh. And
That's a tornado.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
I jumped out of bed and I was running around trying to figure out who was knocking on the door and which door were they knocking on.
Apparently Mother Nature.
Yeah, the answer was they were knocking on the upstairs window and they were throwing leaves and sticks at it so fast that it just sounded like that.
Oh, wow.
So
that's wild.
Because, and I did not know this until I was speaking with the wife and I started hearing it. So I stopped to go and she goes, man, that wind is something else, huh? Because if I can hear it, because she is hard of hearing now. And so.
Really?
When she is able to hear things is when I get more concerned. Mm-hmm. Because now it's really loud. But again, I woke up from deep sleep to that experience. So that's what, I don't need caffeine because I run on 100% adrenaline all day.
That's probably not good.
Well, I ran around State Lagoon Manor unplugging the various routers so that they wouldn't get damaged and managed to get everything disconnected right before the big shutdown of power. And then I left Hurricane here by herself while I went to get my blood drawn.
Yeah. Sounds like a great idea.
Yep. And let's see, the traffic light in my neighborhood was dark. But in a rare display of correctness, the Maryland drivers were treating the dark stoplight like a four-way intersection with stop signs.
Oh, wow.
Which is exactly what you're supposed to do.
Well, yeah, but supposed to do in Maryland, usually they don't go together.
Not usually, no.
No.
Then on the way home, the main street through here was shut by six gigantic Potomac Electric Power Company trucks. So I don't know what's going on, but they're still there and the road's still closed.
Was there an earth-shattering kaboom?
I've heard no earth-shattering kaboom.
Nobody was an Illudium Pew 37 space modulator?
No, nor did I see a shortish man dressed like a Roman centurion.
How about a dog with sneakers?
Yeah.
Could be.
Yeah. Wait a couple weeks.
Do you have space news for us, Chief?
Oh yes, please.
Marvin might show up.
We could be so lucky.
He's on the comet, isn't he?
So I hope that people understand that that may not have been a comet. There is some disclosure that is coming out, and with that, there should be a lot of potential questions answered. Maybe it's going to be more misinformation to get people to think a particular thing. Who knows?
Great.
But the things that I have been hearing from it, it should open some eyes. I can't wait to see it because I'm hoping it's not just a complete confirmation bias thing of all the things I was thinking, and they're like, yep, here's all the evidence of all the stuff you're thinking. Because then it's like, okay, great. So what do you do?
Right.
That's always the question, right? All the world's going to end. What do you do? Well, I ain't going to work tomorrow, I'll tell you that. But, you know.
I'm already off, too. I can make it three.
So, there was while I was looking at that, the next video in my thing to come up was a Key and Peele skit. It was one of the very quick ones where dudes has some like splendid derivative that he's putting inside whatever he's been served. And as he opens it, you hear a nuclear blast in the background and everyone is screaming and air raid sirens. So he puts the splendid thing down. He picks up the sugar. He just slowly pours it all in.
There's no sense in worrying about your weight.
Yeah, whatever he had to live for ended right there. And all the comments were like, yep, if I was going and I was a diabetic, I would have that last piece of chocolate. Or, you know, me in my head would be like, I would finish the cheesecake. You know, yep, I was
100% right. 100% right. Oh,
absolutely.
No need to have that sugar-free Dr. Pepper. You bring me the real deal.
Exactly, right now.
So, and so I'm guessing that's just the mindset. And it's like, all right, well, I can stay calm because there's absolutely nothing that I can be panicking is not going to help. There is no hiding from it.
Right.
You know, so there you go.
So like, yeah, where are you going to go to hide?
Well, this is where the movie Fallout or the game or, you know, anyone who's ever thought this through was like, I will go underground. Mm-hmm. Which is why Zuckerberg bought half of one of the Hawaiian islands and made all this stuff underground. And but see, that's what billionaires do. If you're just got multi-millions, then you buy, you know, a spot in New Zealand and you go underground there.
Well, you have to already start digging. Starting now is not going to help you.
Depends. You can get it started. I don't know. These people have been doing it for years.
Right.
It's not like, so as I have.
It wouldn't do me any good to buy, you know, ground in New Zealand. One, I'd have to get there. Two, I'd have to start digging.
So this is where the, you just need some lessons from Goon School of Charisma. You go there and you basically charm your way into an existing thing.
Hi there. I know you want to put me inside your deep, dark caverns.
Yeah.
No. I can see that one. Kadunk goes the door.
My foot will be in that door and somebody has to keep everybody calm and happy. That someone is me. You'd agree with that, wouldn't you?
Oh, yes. You're a calm and happy kind of guy.
But you can play the trumpet. So.
No, now I'm reduced to bard status. Okay.
Okay.
Hey, somebody's got to play the trumpet, man. It's your way in. Don't knock it.
Okay. There you go. Yeah.
Some people say I'd rather be a slave than food.
Well, so. Yeah, there's that too. Okay. But, you know, if I'm going down under, I can't, you know, be part of no trumpet playing band. It says so in the song.
Why not? What song are we talking about?
The Sultan's a Swing. It ain't what they call rock and roll.
Okay. I have a feeling you're quoting the
lyrics of the song. Yeah.
Yeah.
Literally in the song, it says, you know, they don't like trumpet playing bands. So. If I'd done the bass guitar thing, you know, and I'd really put some time into it, I'd be more, you know, universally welcomed.
Loved.
I don't know.
I don't know about loved. Let's not go with loved.
Okay.
I'm
still,
I am under no illusions.
So
if I'm going to survive, it won't be because I'm loved. It's because I'm feared. Okay.
Speaking of loved, I guess the big news this week is the Senate is temporarily loved.
Well, yeah, I hope. That'd be nice. I mean, it's out of the Senate's hands at this point, right?
Yes. Yes. So on Sunday night, I did not realize that the 60 vote or the 60 yay vote was the cloture vote.
Right. Yeah. But that's all that I ever needed 60 votes for.
Right.
You need a supermajority to end debate.
Yeah, they passed it yesterday.
Right. And they had the cloture vote on Sunday and they had the we're gonna pass vote, which was just a majority, right? That was yesterday. Now and then Speaker Johnson called the House back and he has to allow them to have 48 hours. Probably because of the way the cloture vote happened, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
John Thune, I believe, is the leader of the Senate, right? for the GOP leader.
Yes, John Thune.
What we used to call the majority leader.
Yes.
And I think he told, when they said, all right, we have the votes, he's like, all right, get the votes started. I'll get on a plane and get back. Wherever home is, I want to say he's from somewhere out in the Midwest. Is that right? Illinois, something like that.
South Dakota is where.
South Dakota.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
He was supposed to make it. He needed to make it there before midnight, and he voted. He provided the 60th vote at 11:54. He did that because God has a sense of humor. His flights were canceled and delayed because of, wait for it.
Well, the shutdown, probably.
The shutdown.
Yeah.
If I was a Hollywood filmmaker, that scene would have him running down the Dulles Toll Road, you know? Cars passing him on either side, all disheveled.
We know what the bills inside there were supposed to do, right? So, has anyone read this?
What, the new continuing resolution?
Yes.
I haven't read the CR. I know they have they passed three of the regular budget bills.
Yeah, that's the crazy thing, is they were actually doing their job when all of this nonsense came about. Because, you know, 40 days ago, somebody wanted to showboat.
Right. They passed legislative, agriculture, and... The third one is VA and military construction. Is that us, Crutch? Is that the Department of War as well, or are they separate?
I have no clue.
I think that might be what they call the defense bill.
Oh, okay.
Well, but I don't know for sure. Perhaps one of our alert listeners will be able to tell us.
I can tell you that there are provisions in the bill that obviously no one knew about.
Who's getting money and why?
So
I am.
There are 9 senators getting money.
Shocking.
Because anyone who was investigated by Arctic Frost now are eligible up to $500,000 in damages plus attorney fees for each instance in which their call logs were coughed up.
Oh. I thought you meant the people perpetrating it.
Which one was Arctic Frost?
You're talking about that's when Jack Smith decided he wanted to go listen in on a third of the GOP senators' phone conversations.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. You're talking about the victims.
Correct.
Of Arctic Frost. Ah, okay. I was about to say, if you're putting money into like a defense fund for the perpetrators, I'm gonna have some words with people.
Well, it's gonna cost the American people. Mm-hmm. About $5 million.
Yeah, well,
it's better than $1.5 trillion.
Yeah.
Oh, and we promised to have a vote for the Affordable Care Act subsidies.
Right.
Which I got to admit, I love the president's idea. You know, the subsidies to help you pay your health care premiums under the Affordable Care Act, because premiums have skyrocketed, like pretty much everybody in healthcare said they would. I know mine have skyrocketed. We talked about that previously.
Sure did.
But I thought that those subsidies went, you know, if Crutch is under an ACA health plan and he's eligible for the subsidy, then every month, let's say that you pay, let's make the math easy, $1,000 a month.
Okay.
And let's say that the subsidy you are due is $250 a month. You'd get a check for $250 every month. and you would presumably put it toward those premiums.
Nope.
Or, go ahead. Do tell what does happen, because it's totally blew my mind.
Oh, no. You're on the right track. I'm just making snarky comments. I would have spent the $250 on Twinkies, but go ahead.
Okay. Well, I suppose that could be healthy in some universe. But the money went to a general fund that all the insurance companies dip into.
Yeah, buddy.
So I don't know that Progressive does healthcare. Blue Cross,
no, Blue Cross, Blue Shield. Yeah, all those people
would say, hey, you know, we have 150 million of these people at $250 a piece. So that's a crap load of money.
Yeah. And we want it.
And they would just take it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This is a poor idea, paying the corporations directly and assuming they're going to do what you wanted with the money.
Health insurance in general, other than for catastrophic medical conditions, is a poor idea. Okay? You should use health insurance about as often as you use life insurance. How's that?
What?
Yeah, seriously. You know, the idea that, you know, people say, oh, well, I'm going to pay insurance then and I will have no medical bills. No, you should have medical bills like everything else. But the thing is, if you were the one paying the medical bills, the prices wouldn't have gone through the friggin' roof, okay? You know, before there was health insurance, okay, doctors would come to your house and you would pay them directly. And then they would do things at your house and hopefully make you better and they would leave, okay? Now, if you're lucky, you get to see your actual doctor for, oh, I don't know, 4 minutes out of a 45-minute visit, okay? And then you find out that your insurance only covered part of it and you've got a bill for $45 later on. Why? Because they know they can charge it.
So this is actually the conundrum that my wife is having me face right now. As you may or may not know, she broke her arm. That was a while ago.
Yep.
But she has gone over the bills being a nurse and all. And she said, we would have paid less if we didn't have insurance. Not only were we paying insurance and then paying out of pocket because of deductible and everything, but we would have more money plus less payments if we had just done everything out of pocket. So,
like if you just go to the ER and say, I have no insurance.
Yeah. Just say, when they say, do you have insurance? Paying cash.
Cash.
Because all they want to hear is paying. This is similar. So I know, Crutch, you have done this as well. Mm. I had lots of skin tags on my fingers. Not saying you had skin tags on your fingers, but
I had them
removed.
Me too.
And they said, are you paying with insurance? And I said, no, I like to pay cash. And they're like, oh, okay. Then it's only like $100. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, you know, just a copay would have been $25. So this is a $75 trip.
Did I tell you what happened to me with that?
No, you did not.
No. Oh. Well, they told me repeatedly, this is not covered by your insurance. I said, fine, I will pay cash. And I paid cash. I paid like $225 because I went for a couple of sessions because I had that many. Okay. So right. Then I write them at, you know, I write them a check for $225. And then I get notification from my insurance company that the $225, the skin facility tried to get the insurance to also pay. They only covered 160 of it and I owed the other 65. And I went back to the skin place and I said, you told me insurance didn't cover any of this and I paid you $225 and here you are charging another $225. They double dipped.
They
thought they were going to get away with it until the fact that my insurance company is from Scotland and didn't pay the whole bill. So they came back to me for the rest of it. I went, yeah. So needless to say, I'm never going back there again. In fact, I notified my GP, don't send anybody there because they're double dipping. And she's basically cut off any working with them. She no longer recommends them. So yeah, I hope they lose a lot of business.
Isn't that fraud? There are laws against this, right?
There absolutely is. But I am just one little person. What would I possibly be able to do? Because I'll tell you what happened, right?
You directed people away from there.
I did. I did what I could do. I heard him in the pocket.
which is what I would do.
Yeah. Why bother going through the system when I can be more direct?
There you go.
I mean, do you want me to send Vinny over there to talk to him? Nice place you got here. Be such a shame should fire damage it.
Yes. Yeah.
Sure you wouldn't want that, would you?
Yeah, and they sent me little notices, you know, hey, no, I'm not coming back, you morons. I will literally get a bucket of ice and a razor blade before I'd go back there.
So I looked at the stuff that they used.
Mm-hmm. It's not much different.
That
should be nitrogen, right? Don't they use a...
Not anymore.
They just freeze the area, don't they?
No, that's not what they did with me.
I got anesthetized. I got a couple of jabs in the neck.
Yeah, so you get one thing. I thought that was anesthetic, mm-hmm. but it raised it up. And then they use a blade to shave down a couple layers deep. I don't know how deep to go. Then they used a plasma lighter to cauterize it.
Wow.
Dude.
So I have these things now.
and let me guess, Siberian Express is doing it for you.
No, I don't have anything to cut off. I just have just because you never know.
So if I come to your house, if I get more, because I'm old, I'll grow more, I'm sure.
I've got the tools.
Okay. Now, how steady is her hand with the broken arm and all?
Much better than mine. So,
okay.
I'm pretty sure you know better than to let me try it.
Well, you know, much like Batman, I don't have the steady hand because I did not just drink milk all my life. I've drank caffeine, you know.
Well,
there's a scene in the old Batman show that he's doing like micro electronic work and his hand is so steady because all he's ever drunk is milk. I was like, well, that's a hell of a life.
That was Adam West Batman?
The Adam West Batman. Wow.
Yes.
I had a headlight. And I was trying to solder the wires together. Mm-hmm. And so what sucks more than getting your distance vision repaired?
I don't know what.
Losing your nearsight. So
holy cow, really?
So I had to
they fixed one and the other?
No, I had so I was severely nearsighted before, mm-hmm. and then I got it fixed so I could see everything, mm-hmm. and now I'm losing my nearsightedness, and I can only see far away. But, I shouldn't say now, because now I have the sweet spot where I can see at a certain distance, and if it's near or far, then it becomes blurry. I was like, this sucks.
Oh, that's absolutely horrible, yeah. I have really good distance vision. Like, I've got 20/15. In distance, but I've got to wear readers for anything, you know, within 2 feet of me.
So my eye doctor was stating that it is because the shape of your cornea gives you your distance, which is why they could fix the distance part. These sure. muscles in the back of the eye that constrict are what give you your near vision. And as those grow tired because you're on the computer all the time, or you mm-hmm. don't exercise them enough, or whatever the case is, that is where that becomes a problem.
Oh, so without a doubt.
You can do
that. How do you exercise those muscles? Do you put like a little weights on
your left and a right?
On your eyelashes?
What you do is you look at something close, then you look at something far. And you're basically forcing the eyes to zoom in and zoom out. And that's how you exercise them.
Oh, that's going to give me a headache.
Which apparently we used to do all the time when we were outside all the time. But
sure,
with the advent of screens near your face,
right,
we plop down and
become lumpy.
Yeah. Looking up above the screen is you're looking far, then you're right. Looking back at your screen.
You know, you're looking down to make that flint arrowhead. You're looking up to see if the line's any closer.
Hurry.
Faster.
So yes, those are the things. So when I was trying to do it, I had to keep backing up and my hand was shaky because I could not get, it was only three strands of copper because
I had stripped the thing pretty bare, and I could not get the solder to sit on it. And I was like, this sucks.
My soldering skills are abysmal. And as a double E, I was shamed, you know. That's like, you know, priest fumbling the host. Come on.
You know? You mean you going to christen the baby and dropping him?
That would be awkward.
One of the altar boys will have to throw a flag on that play.
The ruling on field staff.
Do they have hand signals? Because that would really be worth it.
It's another priest comes out in a black and white striped cassock.
Right.
He's like, lack of holding, baby fall. No.
Yeah. Lack of holding, celebrant. 10 yards.
Repeat, Christopher.
10 yards, repeat first down.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Waiting for the lightning strike. It's okay.
Why?
You know,
none of that stuff, dedication, all that. There's a channel on YouTube called Not in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, I've seen some of their stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. So the one that I just saw was, here's something that I never knew wasn't in the Bible. Mm. That white persons, because it always addressed them by country, never by color.
Right. The Hittites and the Amorites, yeah.
The Romans.
The Phoenicians.
Yes. So,
yeah.
Everyone had something never. It's only, I don't know how recent it was, but.
They didn't care about what you looked like. They cared about where you were from.
Right. Right.
In some places, still
even if you were a Philistine.
Yeah.
Because in some places, they all look the same and they still need a reason to hate you. So.
Right. Oh, you're from West Judea. Oh, yeah.
Splitter. Did Monty Python have a whole routine on that in Life of Brian?
Oh, there was the different groups.
Yeah, yeah, it was all the sects. I thought we were the Judean People's Front. No, we're the People's Front of Judea. We don't like the Judean People's Front.
Yeah,
and they all look over at the one guy who's in that other group and yell, "Splitter!"
Wow.
Because that's just how ridiculous it is.
Hebrew Israelites and the black Hebrew Israelites.
Right. What did the Romans ever give us? Well, there's the roads and a system of law and military and... Yeah, but other than all of that, what have they given us? Bloody nothing, right?
Exactly.
Well, the Goths kind of showed them about their military failures.
Yes, in a rather demonstrative way.
But we didn't learn.
We never learn. Humans in general don't learn. Starting with the Garden of Eden. Dude's got everything going on. What's he do? The one thing he was told not to do.
You can have all this. Just don't eat from that tree. Okay.
There was yet another comedian who was trying to explain why you can never make a woman happy. Did you see that? Where it is four guys and a woman, and they're listening to another person explain why you can never make a woman happy. Have you seen this?
Mm-mm.
All right, so it is four people.
Wait, we're supposed to try? I'm sorry, go ahead.
So, person one tells said female, hey, I think you should listen to this because it'll explain our thinking. And so the guy goes, I now understand the Adam and Eve story. He said, God has given you everything you could ever want. And yet the woman said... But is there more? And then they looked to the woman and she said, is that it? I was expecting something more. And then they all burst out laughing, going like, you just proved our point.
Yeah. So there you go. It's all their fault. Who said that?
Well, no, because that comes to the other problem.
goons.
Is that she was tricked, and we made a decision.
Yeah.
Because
we're good at making poor decisions, apparently.
In the very beginning, we were still listening to the wrong brain.
Right.
They won.
The wrong head was speaking. There you go.
Every time. And as you can see, obviously, however, umpteen million years later, nothing has changed.
Right. So very true. But the good news is there might be hope for us. I'm hoping that by our next episode, we'll all be able to look over our shoulder and go, that silly shutdown is over and we can get on with whatever it is we're getting on with.
Well, it's looking like Thursday, so here's hoping.
Well, okay, so if he signs Thursday, is it like they're not really going to get everything working until Monday, or do you think they'll get things working on Friday?
If it's signed Thursday, then it goes into effect Friday. So
right, which means Friday will be kind of they have to call everyone in, and they have to undo whatever paperwork they might have done when the shutdown started.
Right.
You and I are exempt from that, you know, because we're contractors.
Right. But I think Friday all the govies will be spending time doing time cards.
Yeah, I would imagine, because I actually
haven't been allowed to use their time card program from what
I've heard.
Chief. Okay, well, all of those who are allowed to come back, that is. Because not everyone is going to return.
No. Really?
Yes.
Yep. A lot of Charlie on the MTAs.
Really? This is sort of a backdoor, here's your hat, what's your hurry?
Yep.
Mm.
There's definitely some of that going on.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah, I think that the House will pass and the president will sign on. It's possible that could happen on Wednesday itself.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know exactly when on Monday the Speaker of the House said, y'all come back now.
Yeah. Thank you, Jed.
Yeah, right. I mean, he must give them 48 hours. And
right,
let's be honest, that's reasonable.
Sure. It's not like they're going to change their mind after reading it, if they even do read it. The ones that don't want it will vote against it. The ones that do will vote for it.
Well, the House members said, you know, we're told by the Speaker, our work is done. We'll come back once the Senate has acted. Well, if I was a member of the House,
mm-hmm.
I would use that time to go home to my district and talk with the people there and do any managing that needed to be done there.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
In the 40 days, have you heard from your representative in any way, shape, or form?
Oddly enough, I have heard from some of the representatives in Maryland, but not mine.
So
that's weird.
Is your
no.
April Delaney?
No, guess again.
It is not.
It's worse. It's worse.
AOC.
Let's make a credible guess.
Well, I know it's not Kwaezi and Fume because that's mine.
Right. Yours is, you have Kwaezi. I have Jamie Raskin.
Oh, you have Bandana Boy.
Yes.
Yeah, you're not going to hear from him.
No, ever.
He couldn't find you with GPS.
Wow.
He couldn't find me with a flashlight in both hands.
Dude, you lived down the street from me. How did that
happen? I'm going to use a word that I'm sure you've heard, Chief. It's called gerrymandering.
Yeah,
I have the same representative as downtown Baltimore.
Were you in the area when there was one Republican in the Maryland delegation?
Well, there was two. There's always been the Eastern Shore guy, and then there was one in where you are, and they got
right.
you districted out of existence.
Connie Morella was her
name. Connie Morella, yeah.
And I actually had the opportunity to help my congresswoman. It was when I was active in the Republican Party, and we were at an event over at Leisure World where she was speaking. Mm-hmm. And I'd never heard her speak, so I was helping with campaigns and stuff, so I showed up.
Mm-hmm.
And I was there a little early helping, you know, set up tables and just do grunt work, basically. Mm-hmm. And they came over to me and said, Goon, Ms. Morell has a flat tire. Would you kindly go in your car and pick her up?
Oh, well.
So I went to the side of the road and pulled over and said, hi, are you my congresswoman? I am one of your constituents. And they have sent me here to give you a ride. And I got to ride with her all the way back from there to the just the congresswoman and myself.
Wow.
And it was delightful. I probably helped me stay in the Republican Party longer than I might, but the Dems didn't like her.
Right.
And they created a district that if you look at my district, Chief, it looks like a Rorschach. It looks like a Rorschach test.
So it is funny because something that I did not know.
Hmm.
The third district, which is where I think you are in, Crutch.
Yes.
Is the eastern part of Montgomery County. Mm-hmm. So basically on the side that is, so in Durwood, which is 10 minutes from Goon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not even really.
Is April Delaney. Then where Goon is Raskin. Then on the other side of you, Goon?
Yep.
Like towards Olney?
Yep.
That's Crutch's person.
Yeah. Quasi Mfume. Yeah.
This is ridiculous.
Yeah. Okay. And what's even more ridiculous is that wingnut we have for a governor wants to pull a Gavin Newsom and say, well, I'm going to gerrymander it so that we don't have any Republicans. You know, forget the fact that we do account for 36% of the population. We don't get representation. 40% of Californians will not have representation now that Prop 50 is called. Has passed, 40% of Californians will not have any representation because they've decided to redo the seats over there. So yeah, it's ridiculous. It's why I don't bother voting for statewide things. There's no way my vote will ever count.
Well, now that as we have seen,
I should just move.
All of New England is gerrymandered already.
Yeah.
True.
So if we look at the places, New York is gerrymandered, Maryland, as we have just discussed, is gerrymandered. So if we just gerrymander the South, then other people will lose all representation, but that will increase the House seats by 100. And then a certain party will never have majority representation again.
Well, considering the way they're acting, they shouldn't even bother. They're not even a party anymore. It's a bunch of lunatics. It's a bunch of leftist lunatics and a bunch of old dinosaurs who are trying to hold on to power and losing it.
It's going to get worse here when all the people fleeing New York come down here to live in Maryland.
Did you guys hear the story from the president I'm losing my mind, Argentina?
No.
He sent a note to the current residents of New York City.
Do you pronounce his name Mele?
Mele? Javier Mele.
I know his first name is Javier, Chief. I didn't know you were so close with it, though. Funny man.
His name's Bob, you know.
No, he sent an invitation. He said, for all of you folks who are moving out of New York City, come move down here where we believe in the right to think as you want and have representation and a real democracy. It's like, wow.
And we've got good beef.
Funny.
And we have good beef. Which apparently we're going to get some of.
I saw a story today. I'm going to make this really quick because we're we're having a long show here. They apparently had to find something wrong with the tariffs. And they decided that the world's worst thing in the world that could possibly happen in the world, this absolutely worst thing, was that there apparently is a 105% tariff on pasta made in Italy. So some of the brands, there's like 14 brands of pasta sold in the United States.
Right.
That are now going to have a 105% tariff on them.
Like Barilla, I guess.
Barilla is one of them. The other ones, Barilla was the only one of the 14 that I'd heard of. I imagine they're all used in like swanky restaurants and stuff like that. And I'm like, well, we have pasta made in the United States, or you can roll your
Muller's. Muller's has Muller's and Prince are the same company.
But the world's coming to an end because we can't get Italian made pasta. I'm like, I'm not that picky. I really am not. Just make the dang spaghetti. I don't care.
We could make our own, I guess. Correct.
Yes, sure.
I've never tried that, but I would. I'll bet you Yankee Swamp Fox.
You won't get al dente, that's for sure.
I'll bet you Yankee Swamp Fox and the Sicilian have done it, and I'll bet you it's excellent.
Yeah. So. But, you got to love pasta that takes like, a minute to cook. So, yeah.
Now I'm hungry.
Yeah, fresh pasta, you're not seven or 8 minutes of fresh pasta in the water, you have dough soup. So, yeah.
Doesn't sound appealing.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, that's not really. That doesn't sound good.
Yes. So, make your own pasta, darn it. And on that note, folks, thank you once again for letting us vent about pasta and fiberglass and windstorms and whether or not it really was an asteroid. We'll get answers to that and we'll be back next week. But before we go, a word from our sponsors.
Tonight's episode brought to you in part by the new fall season from Happy Pole Entertainment. In a world where politicians use shutdowns to make people suffer, there is one man the people go to for justice, John Wick Thune, bravely standing for what is right and casting the final vote to end the chaos, even though his flight was delayed by, you guessed it, the shutdown. Coming from Happy Pole Entertainment this Christmas to a theater near you. And you bet your paycheck, the exciting new game show brought to you by the Democrat Party. You join the government, there's a shutdown. You place your bet with your vote for a Dem. Then tell him what he's won, Goonie. That's right, you've won a missed paycheck, maybe two. Don't worry, your creditors will not understand. It's an all expense paid trip to the poorhouse. And maybe you'll get a riff so they can't do this to you a second time. And the hottest gift for the holidays, New York City Hamasketeer home game. Camels, goats, Sharia law, what fun. As long as you're not a Jew, Christian, any other religion, or a woman, they get a nice friendly beheading. The Hamasketeers, not your average Mickey Mouse Club. Swimming with the Fish is produced by Happy Pole LLC. Copyright 2025, all rights reserved.